Last segment, we were talking about staying at other people's homes and how comfortable slash uncomfortable it can be. Well, joining us now in studio is the official psychologist of our show, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. He's been teaching psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas for many years. He's authored or co-authored over 4,000 books. And let's welcome Dr. Maxwell into the studio.
Here he comes.
Hello, Dr. Maxwell.
Books he's got.
How are you?
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Craig.
Good to see you, Dr. Maxwell.
Good to see
you. Here comes the big sip of coffee.
Sorry, I had to have a sip of my morning coffee there.
Gotta get your day started right.
Get it started with something big and strong and black.
There you go.
You bet.
Big old cup of coffee.
Yep. Slurping away over there, aren't you?
Before you get my chin.
Well, Dr. Maxwell, we wanted to talk to you about the psychology of staying in someone else's house.
Craig, for knowing that's what I wanted to speak about. Yes, the psychology of invading another person's space. And this is what it really is about, because we as humans...
humans?
That's what I said.
That's what I said.
We as humans are very territorial, because we're primates.
Okay? We're what?
We're primates.
We're playmates.
Primates.
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 Yes.
Primates.
That's what I'm saying, you food. Yes, and as primates, we're very territorial. And, you know, inviting someone into our home is our personal space. This is dirty that we have marked off.
Didn't get any of that. I'm sorry, Dr. Maxwell.
And so, you know, and we've all done this. This is an interesting dance that humans do, okay? We've all done it. We've all had that one handsome friend who invites us into his most sacred, secret space.
Hmm.
We've inserted ourselves into our friend's grotto at the end of an evening. You know, it can be a very intimate thing. It can be very transformative. Once you're inside them, their world can feel like home. I mean, inside their world, right? You're inside their world, it can feel like home to you, right? And so we've all done that. And I've stayed over at friends' houses quite a few times, at unexpected moments, in fact, you know. When you've been out late at night dancing, you know, playing Twister all night with each other, you know? And so you crash in a friend's bed. It's not
in
something
their bed
we should feel... Yes.
With them or what?
Correct, yes. Oh. Where else you going to sleep? You're going to sleep in the bed.
Hopefully they have a guest room, you know.
Yeah, but the bed...
Or a couch.
Yes, but the guest room is not quite as comfortable.
Huh.
Intimate?
As say, a master bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So yes. So staying at a friend's house, I think it's important for every man to stay in bed with his best friend just once to experience, you know, that sort of comfort, that sort of ease.
I don't know. That seems like it's a little crowded. Like,
what do you mean crowded?
I don't know. Go for the couch or something.
If it's a king-size bed, I mean, it doesn't have to be crowded.
Yeah.
I mean, you can choose which side to spoon on. You can decide that side.
You're supposed to spoon?
Yes. Huh. Of course, they're friends. It's no big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
And you know, you can always tell whether or not a friend truly wants you to stay over.
How's that?
He usually offers you some amyl nitrate.
What?
That's the indication?
Is that your experience?
No, okay, it's not my experience.
You know, isn't that great, the diversity of human experience?
We're all different.
Like you guys, I love hanging around other guys.
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
We're getting
just kind of talking sports, giving each other massages.
Don't really do that.
Listening to old Erasure albums, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
The Peachy Mode and all that.
Mode.
Yes. And so I brought here some books that encourage you to experience living in another person's space.
Okay.
As well as some that are kind of cautionary tales.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
Cautionary tales.
What kind of tales?
Cautionary.
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 That's what I'm saying.
I got it.
Okay. We always play password with
this
him.
This is called When Your Friends Won't Leave, Why I Hate Gale Sayers, This is the last book written by the late Brian Piccolo.
Oh, my gosh. Never heard of that book.
The reissue. I'm bringing it out.
Brian's Song Callback.
And then here, this is called Overstaying My Welcome, My Time in the NFL by Archie Manning.
Oh, man.
A lot of Manning letters out there.
Sports tie-in. Yeah, so that's your specialty.
Sports tie-in. Right. This one's interesting. It's called Sleeping on the Couch in Your Own Home by Michael Irvin. It's very interesting. I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay. Why he has to sleep on that couch.
I want you to read it yourself.
Right.
And this is called, this is a big book you can see here, mm-hmm. A Guide to America's Most Discreet Hotels by Ron Mexico.
Oh.
With a foreword by Michael Vick.
Oh, yeah.
Those two apparently know each other.
Throw everybody off the trail.
Yes, exactly. And in other news, some other stuff.
Well, these books
some
are interesting. And
other stuff.
You know, your viewpoint is really interesting. I can't help but wonder some of the stories you were telling us earlier.
Wait.
Would you...
What do you mean?
Would you like to be a little more open about this? Because it sounds like you may have had a lot of gay one-night stands.
What are you talking about, bitch?
God, so loud.
Please come back. Oh, no.
You've angered him again.
I'm afraid I've upset him.
Well, yes, you have. All right, there goes Dr. Carlton Maxwell, mad again.